Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Crypto Essentials Book 1, Understanding the Fundamentals of Cryptocurrencies and Blockchain Technology by Scott Jenkins, is a nonfiction guide aimed at readers who want a clear, low-jargon introduction to digital money and the infrastructure behind it. Positioned as the first volume in the Crypto Essentials series, the book focuses on core concepts rather than speculation, helping readers understand how cryptocurrencies differ from traditional fiat currency and why blockchain matters as the underlying system that supports them. Based on its product description and series framing, the book appears designed for beginners, casual investors, and curious readers who want practical literacy before making financial decisions. Its purpose is educational to reduce confusion around technical language, explain the basic mechanics of decentralized systems, and provide a foundation for later topics in crypto trading and investing. In a category often crowded with hype or advanced technical detail, this book stands out for its introductory structure and emphasis on essential definitions and first principles. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining cryptocurrency as a digital asset system separate from fiat money. A central task of the book is to establish what cryptocurrency is and why it should not be treated as just another version of government-issued currency. The introductory focus on a clear definition matters because many readers approach crypto with only a partial understanding of digital payments or online investing. By contrasting crypto with fiat money, the book likely helps readers see that cryptocurrencies are typically decentralized, software-based, and governed by protocol rules rather than by a central bank. This distinction is important because it shapes almost every later question about value, transfer, supply, and trust. A beginner who understands the difference between fiat and crypto is better prepared to evaluate why people use cryptocurrencies, what problems they aim to solve, and why they are often discussed both as money and as speculative assets. The book's educational value comes from making this basic separation explicit before moving into more complex material. Secondly, explaining blockchain as the transaction layer that makes crypto possible. The book also centers on blockchain technology. Since cryptocurrency cannot be understood without the ledger system that records and verifies transactions, a useful beginner text must show that blockchain is not just a technical buzzword, but the infrastructure that gives many cryptocurrencies their operational structure. The most important idea is that transactions are recorded across a distributed network rather than kept in a single central database. This helps explain why blockchain is often associated with transparency, permanence, and resistance to unilateral control. For readers new to the subject, the practical insight is that the value of blockchain lies less in abstract novelty and more in the way it changes how trust is created in digital systems. By presenting blockchain as the mechanism behind crypto, the book gives readers a framework for understanding why people consider it foundational, not optional, when discussing modern digital assets. Thirdly, showing how decentralization changes trust, verification, and control. Another likely theme is decentralization, which is one of the most important but most misunderstood ideas in cryptocurrency education. In traditional financial systems, banks and payment processors validate transactions and maintain records. In decentralized crypto systems, those functions are spread across a network, changing who controls the system and how participants confirm activity. The book's value lies in helping readers understand that decentralization is not simply a slogan. It is a structural choice that affects security, governance, and user independence. This matters because it explains why crypto appeals to people who want fewer intermediaries. But it also helps readers recognize the trade-offs, such as reduced consumer protection and greater personal responsibility, by making decentralization understandable in plain language. The book likely helps readers evaluate both the promise and the limits of crypto systems instead of treating them as inherently superior to conventional finance. Fourthly, building beginner literacy around the language and structure of crypto as the first book in a series. This volume appears to function as a foundation for later learning by giving readers the vocabulary needed to follow more advanced discussions. In crypto education, unfamiliar terms can create a barrier long before a reader reaches the technical substance of the subject. A guide centered on fundamentals can reduce that barrier by clarifying concepts such as digital currency, blockchain records, network validation, and possibly the broader relationship between crypto assets and modern finance. This kind of language building is important because comprehension in the crypto space depends heavily on terminology. Readers who understand the basic structure of the system are less likely to be misled by marketing language or confused by technical claims. The book therefore serves an educational role beyond simple definition. It prepares readers to interpret news, compare projects, and continue learning without relying on vague headlines or promotional material. Lastly, positioning crypto education as a prerequisite for informed investing decisions. Although the book is introductory rather than investment-focused, its subject naturally supports better financial judgment. The series description suggests that it aims to help readers make smarter decisions whether they are investing, trading, or simply learning how digital money works. That makes the book relevant as a pre-investment primer, not a trading manual. Readers who understand the basics of cryptocurrencies and blockchain are less likely to rely on hype, fear of missing out, or superficial claims about new tokens. Instead, they can assess whether a digital asset has a credible technological basis and whether its underlying system makes sense. The book's practical contribution is therefore indirect but important. It encourages informed participation by replacing confusion with conceptual clarity. In a category where many titles rush quickly into profit strategies, this one stands out by treating fundamental understanding as the starting point for any later financial decision. In conclusion, Crypto Essentials Book 1 is best suited for readers who are new to cryptocurrencies, unsure about blockchain terminology, or looking for a structured first step before reading more advanced crypto material. It should also appeal to cautious investors who want conceptual clarity before engaging with exchanges, tokens, or trading strategies. Its main benefit is not depth of technical theory, but accessibility. It appears designed to explain the basic architecture of crypto in a way that reduces confusion and helps readers build a reliable mental model of the field. That makes it especially useful for people who have heard many claims about digital assets, but want a grounded explanation of what the technology actually is and why it matters. Compared with many books in the crypto category, this one seems to stand out through its low jargon, fundamentals first approach, and its place as the opening volume in a broader educational series. For readers seeking a clean introduction rather than speculation or market forecasting, it offers a practical foundation that can support further study and more informed judgment. If you would like to support Scott Jenkins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.